Good morning and welcome to the first series for the 12th grade Chasvad Min Chasidus every Tuesday morning. The Pasuk says in this week's Parsha and last week's Parsha Shemos, Shal na'alecha mi'al raglecha, ki amokom asher ata omer alav admas kodesh hu. The Pasuk says that Hashem was talking to Moshe. He told Moshe to take off his shoes because the place where he's standing is a holy ground. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "Ksiv, Hamakom Asher Omed Alav Admas Koshu, V'Omer Alze Remez Be'Asmachta." We have a remez here. Ha'Adam Choshev B'Nafsho. A person might think, "Kesheyerechiv Lizman." When I have more time, V'Yotiv Matzavi, and my situation gets better, Azai Asok B'Tover Yir Shemayim. Then I'll start to learn Torah. Then I'll start to have Yir Shemayim. When I have more time, when I go to Eretz Yisrael, that's when I'll sit down and learn. When I have more money, when I have a family, when I have a job. Right now I'm in school, right now I'm working. When I have a job, that's when I'll begin. I'll begin then. But you know what happens? A person keeps pushing it off. Aval lo kein, not right now, achshav, besoch sar b'mtzuka. Not now when I'm involved, when I have difficulties, when this thing's going on, I have little time, and I have this going on, I have this. I can't begin now. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Vezel mar kasa. This is what the Torah tells us. Ki amakom asher ata omed alav haynu ba'osa matzav ba'osa shah. At this very moment, at this very time, kadoshu. You have an opportunity to be kadosh, to become greater. De efsher shevratzon Hashem hu dafka behavodim osa shah v'rachuka. Dechuka. Oftentimes we think, no, it's better when I'm able to learn, when I have more time, when I'm less pressured. But says the Chafetz Chaim, it's possible that a Kadosh Baruch Hu specifically dafka wants your avoda when it's hard, when you have less time, when you carve out a minute, when you're so consumed, when you're so tired, when you're so busy, when things are not going so well. That's dafka, says the Chafetz Chaim, when Hashem wants you to be working and toiling and beginning to have learn Torah and Yirat Shemayim. Kvarim Chazal says, Pam achas b'tzar, me mea pam shalom b'tzar. That we know that the Avos de Rebbe Nassim, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, says that something done, even one time, in difficulty, when it's hard for you, is worth much more, even 100 times more, than something done when it's comforting, when it's easy. So when we're learning Eretz Yisrael Be'ez Hashem next year, it's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. But maybe Dafka Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, when you're in Chutz La'aretz, and when it's hard, when it's struggling, when you have this going on, and you have this, you know, this test to take, and you have, when you carve out a couple of minutes there, even though it's very difficult, says the Chafetz Chaim, Dafka, that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu's telling you, that's where he wants your avodah. The amakom asher ata umed sham, alav kadoshu. The place where you are staring at this very moment is kadosh. Rabbi Nachman in Sichos Aran says a very similar idea. He says, well, sometimes we find ourselves in situations which we find ourselves to be less ideal. This is a less ideal now. This is less ideal. But says Rabbi Nachman, no, Dafka, every single situation that you find yourself is ideal. And you have an opportunity every moment of your life, even when it's busy, even when it's hard, to be striving and growing in Avos Hashem, and to use that moment that you're standing upon right now, even though it might seem less ideal, even though it might be difficult, says the Chafetz Chaim, says Rabbi Nachman, that the makom asher ata omed alav, that is kadoshu, that is holy, and you have the ability to be mekudosh yourself, and to be kadesh, the place where you are, even when it's difficult. All right, everybody, have a great day.